Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that by God's appointment that you are able to spend these next few minutes together. And as I was in prayer this morning, in my morning devotional time, the Lord placed something on my heart. So this broadcast is going to be a little different. I'm not going to preach or teach unless the Lord would prompt that. But the Lord laid on my heart that this should be a time that we enter in to a special place in the Lord. You know, Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." And many who are listening need very urgently to come into that place of a rest in God. And so, as we allow the Holy Spirit to use this time to minister to our needs, let's join our hearts in prayer and ask for His ministry and for the work of the Father's heart and the desire of the Holy Spirit to be accomplished in us as we spend these next few minutes together. Father, I thank You for the beautiful power of prayer, that as we turn our hearts to You, our minds to Your will, we thank You for the tremendous privilege that we have to come to our Heavenly Father in prayer, that we might find grace to help in the time of need. And Lord, we are a needy people. Oh Lord, there are so many things that vie for our attention, so many things that would distract us in this worldly life that we experience. Lord, unless You permit otherwise, we're so bound by our five senses, the things we see, the things we hear. And Lord, everything is designed to distract us from You, to get us detoured, to turn off that narrow way that leads to life everlasting. But Father, we want to call a halt to all those things. And in these next few minutes, Father, we ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to minister to every listener according to their several needs. Lord, that only You know the hearts of every individual. Lord, You give us the gifts of the Spirit. You give us wisdom. You give us discernment. But only You know fully the marvelous complexities and intricacy of the human heart. So, Lord, we're asking right now as we spend this time in Your presence that You will minister by the power of the Holy Spirit. And, Lord, that You will accomplish that which You desire, a deep inward rest in our inner man, a rest from the trials, a rest from the battles. Lord, they won't magically go away because You've allowed them to come to us, that we may learn lessons, that we may increase our trust and reliance on You. But Lord, it's not through the arm of flesh that we prosper or we succeed or we grow in the things of God, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. For we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. So, Father, we surrender, we commit this time to You, and we ask for the sovereign work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And we praise You for it, we thank You for it, and we give honor to Jesus, because it is through His great work that these things can be accomplished. And in His name we ask, in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Psalm 119 and 28 says that You have ordained strength for us, Lord, that You will strengthen us according to Your word. And so, as we spend these next few minutes together, beloved brother and sister radio family. And if you're new, we welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. It is my heart's cry and prayer for each one of you to know that deep rest that comes from abiding in the secret place of the Most High. Psalm 91 says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High." And there has to be, I believe, a willful purpose and desire to come into that place. I just sense in the spirit, and that's why God is leading me this way, that so many are just frazzled. You know, we live in a world that is designed to distract us. There are so many voices, so much information. I think we live in an information overload era, where through technology, we're constantly being bombarded by things to turn us aside, to engage us, to cause us to buy, whatever it is. And God's ways are so different. Do you recall in the scriptures how frequently Jesus went away to pray? Regardless of the needs of the multitudes, sometimes he would just leave and go into a quiet place, go into the mountains to pray. It didn't matter what needs there were. He knew and was setting an example for us. The most important thing is that we could be alone in the presence of our Heavenly Father, not just to present petitions, but to allow him to commune with us, because it's in that place of communion in the Spirit that the deepest work is done. And this day, God wants to impart his rest. I'm thinking of that story that is recounted in the Gospels, where Jesus came to spend time in the home of some dear ones that he loved most intimately. And that was the home of Lazarus. And Mary and Martha, who were sisters, abode there, and they welcomed Jesus. And remember that time where Jesus was there, his disciples, I don't know how many there were, but there were quite a few. And ladies, you can relate to this. Okay, so you've got a bunch of folks in the house and you're expected to prepare a meal. And so Martha jumped to the task. I really do love Martha, and Jesus did too. But she was bustling about and she was trying to get a meal together. And obviously it was much more difficult in that time. They didn't have microwaves or, you know, freezers or fridges where they could just reach in and pull out something to eat. And so there was a lot involved. And she was distressed because of the pressure of what was on her daily portion right then and there. And there was her sister Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. And so she spoke to the Lord. She said, "Lord, don't you see I need help? Tell Mary to get up and help me." And what was Jesus' response? "Mary hath chosen the better part, and it shall not be taken from her." And so, regardless of how busy and full our schedules may be, for some who are retired, for some who don't have the pressures of a personal schedule, others have jobs to go to, they have responsibilities, they have loved ones, they have families, their needs they must attend to. There are all kinds of personal responsibilities, practical and spiritual, that need to be attended to. But beloved, the most important personal responsibility you have is to enter into that secret place. And so, Father, right now, there are many, Lord, that are perhaps at work. Some are listening as they're driving to work. Some, because of the wonders of the internet, they can listen to the UCM broadcast at any time. They're ready to go to bed. Father, right now, I pray, even if just for a few minutes, you will allow us to enter in to that deep rest that comes in the Spirit. Father, the Holy Spirit dwells within every believer. You dwell in the secret place. You dwell in the very midst of our heart, the Spirit of man. And right now I'm praying for an impartation of the Spirit of God. Every bit of turmoil, every bit of trouble, every bit of upset, every bit of frustration to go in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray for the peace of God, that peace that comes from faith in God, the peace that comes from trust in God, to just right now, through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the anointing of God, to destroy every yoke of bondage that would rob them of that perfect peace that comes from our minds who would be stayed upon you. I thank you, Lord, right now for doing a work. I thank you, Lord, for every pressure, every bit of stress to be released, not just from their spirit, but from their physical body, the muscles that are tense, the nerves that are tight. God, that your spirit of peace and rest would come upon them. And Lord, regardless of what they face as they go on into their daily lives, Lord, that they shall have a greater ability to trust you and lean upon you for your wisdom and for your guidance, that they shall know as they abide in that secret place. Lord, it's not just entering into the secret place, but in their spirit man, they can abide there at all times. They can be busy doing the things they need to do and not forsake or lay aside their responsibilities, but that you will be with them and you will grant them a step-by-step approach to all the things that you want them to do in their day-to-day lives. Father, for all of this work, we give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. And those that are able can say amen. Praise God. Well, I thank the Lord for his ministry to you. I know God has done a deep work in many of you. And I invite you to write and share your prayer needs. My heart is so crying out to God for healing for his people. We live in such a world that tries and tests our faith, but God has healing for you, beloved. I invite you to tune in on tomorrow's broadcast. We'll see what the Lord has for us. I invite you to write and share your specific prayer needs. If the Holy Spirit is prompting you, he has a reason for doing that. So I do say, please obey him, because there's a blessing and reward in obedience. I love you deeply. I pray for you every day, my UCM family, my radio family. Thank you for joining me today. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.